This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
The USDA released another low-key export sales report this week, with both corn and soybeans coming within the estimates once again. However, this is looking great for corn, as that market has now seen five consecutive weeks of decent or better export sales. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers.
Corn and soybeans came in within the range of estimates. You had the total corn sales of 1.2 million tons. Of that, 911 was on the old crop side, 305 on the new crop side. On soybeans, again, inside the range of estimates, 350,000 tons, 280,000 for the old crop and 71,000 for the new crop. So overall, inside the range of estimates, but it should be noted that this is about the fifth week straight of decent or better than expected sales for corn.
With the recent sales, McBride said there's a chance that corn can still hit the USDA's goals.
So what we've noticed on this report the last couple of weeks here is that China has been a buyer of U.S. corn. Now that is a little bit misleading. Yes, they have been buying corn, but a lot of this is being switched from unknown. These sales are pretty well in line with what we've seen before, but with the better than expected sales that we've seen over the last 5 weeks, we do have an outside chance of hitting the USDA's goal. At the end of the year, if we were to improve a little bit and continue to see these improvements week over week, we feel like you could hit it. I think it's an outside chance.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.